Finally, back to the auto show for one last discovery about car design from our co-host, Robert Siegel.
I met a proud, expectant pop-up at the GM exhibit at the Kobo Center in Detroit.
Well, my name is Tim Gregg. I'm the design manager for the Volt interior.
Volt, as in the billion-dollar Chevy Volt, GM's gestating plug-in car, due date November 2010. This is the car that goes 40 miles on a single battery charge without relying on its backup engine. To recharge, you plug it in at home overnight when electricity is cheapest. Tim Gregg's project was the interior.
And we wanted to make sure that when you looked at the interior, it immediately looked like an electric vehicle, but at the same time, it also looked inviting and still warm, so you would want to sit down and continue to explore the depths of the technology instead of being kind of like turned off by them.
So the displays look more like computer monitors than like dashboard displays.
Exactly, kind of like a laptop.
This should feel like I'm about to open the Mac, and I should about to do some program on my.
That's great.
My laptop.
I think that's a compliment.
Yeah. We've got enough cup holders for a party in here in this car. In the rear, you have a seat divider that comes down with lots of cup holders.
Well, that was the fear that it's a regular car, let's say, but it has this battery running down the center of the vehicle, and it tees out underneath the rear occupant.
So you've got to do something over it.
Absolutely. And we were afraid that would take away space, but at the end of the day, you have to have dual cup holders, right? You have to have places for people to store their mobile devices or cell phones or what have you.
But it's so funny. If it actually works, I mean, if this car takes off,
and it will.
I got a car, yeah, you say it will. You got a car that you can plug in overnight for 75 cents. You can commute back and forth, and it'll be where the cup holders. How many?
That's still probably one of the highest priorities.
How many cups of coffee can we put in this car while we're driving?
The moral of the story? You can send a man to the moon, but if he doesn't have space for a Starbucks venti, who's going to go? This is Robert Siegel.